From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. defense officials are ordering military leaders to identify gaps in security at recruiting centers and come up with ways to close them. They also plan to allow more troops to carry weapons at military facilities inside the U.S. in wake of the recent killings of five service members in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
This is recruiting stations, ROTC units, and reserve centers. And there are about 7,000 of these throughout the United States.
Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis says that's not the best option in all situations, such as facilities located inside commercial buildings and on college campuses. But Davis says existing defense policy does allow commanders to arm qualified personnel in some situations if there is a threat. Air safety investigators say a piece of airplane wing found in the Indian Ocean off Réunion Island may arrive in France early Saturday for analysis. The wing part is from a Boeing 777, raising hopes of finding out what happened to a Malaysian Airlines jet that disappeared with 239 people aboard. Flight MH370 dropped from radar on March 8, 2014, shortly after takeoff from Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing. Californians are more than meeting state-mandated water conservation targets, NPR's Kirk Siegler reports, on new data showing water use in the state has been reduced by 27% compared with this time last year.
These are the first conservation numbers to come out since California's new enforcement mandates formally took effect in June. Felicia Marcus chairs the state's Water Resources Control Board.
Californians and the water suppliers that serve them have stepped up big time.
Marcus credits the strong numbers to limits in outdoor watering and a statewide campaign that focuses on letting your green lawn turn, quote, California gold. While there was no city that actually increased its water use in June, several dozen reported cuts that were well below the benchmark 25% mandate. State regulators say those water districts could soon face stiff fines. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
An ultra-Orthodox Jewish man is accused of stabbing six people at an annual gay pride parade in Jerusalem. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
I saw two people bloodied, being carried away on the stretchers to ambulances. There's lots of pandemonium here.
Police say two people were rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. An extremist group of religious Jewish youth protested the pride parade. A 14-year-old who would only identify as Meir said, "Any Jew who stabs one who harms the holiness of Jerusalem, may he be blessed." The stabbing took place close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence. He said, "We must ensure that every man and woman can live securely any way he wishes." For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
You're listening to NPR News. A fired University of Cincinnati police officer is free on $1 million bail after pleading not guilty to charges of murdering an unarmed motorist at a traffic stop earlier this month. Ray Tensing is also charged with voluntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say the body cam video disputes Tensing's claim that he acted in self-defense. Two campus police officers who corroborated Tensing's report are now on paid leave. A Colorado jury deciding the fate of convicted theater shooter James Holmes has wrapped up deliberations until Monday. The panel will decide if Holmes gets life in prison or the death penalty for killing 12 people and wounding dozens more in July 2012. A judge in New York says that two chimpanzees being used in research at a state university are not legally entitled to be set free. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wong has more on a case that's tested the legal rights of chimps.
Chimpanzees are still considered property under the law and not people. That's according to a decision by a Manhattan Supreme Court judge in a lawsuit filed by the Non-Human Rights Project. It concerns two chimpanzees held by Stony Brook University. The animal rights group was trying to get them released to a sanctuary by arguing that the chimps have complex cognitive abilities and should be considered legal persons. In the ruling, Justice Barbara Jaffe acknowledges that similarities between chimpanzees and humans, quote, inspire the empathy felt for a beloved pet. She writes that someday chimps may get legal rights, but adds that courts are slow to embrace change. Hanzi Lu Wong, NPR News, New York.
And I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
Support